Cheers to new worlds colliding. The MTV Challenge Vendetta's coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here's the thing.
Take off, close off. Oh yeah.
Such a good song, recommended by Pam. I'm so happy that you said this song. I completely forgot about this song.
Yeah.
So good.
They were getting busy.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the new season premiere tonight of season 31 of the Challenge Vendettas. Thank you so much for joining us. This was amazing. This is what we've been waiting for.
Yes.
This season is already off to a great start, episode one. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. It's been so long since we had such a great season that I almost forgot what it was called on the intro just there. I had to think for a second. We got Champs vs. Stars going on. We had Dirty 30 just wrapped up. Now we're in Vendettas. Let's kick it off. How are you guys doing tonight?
Holy moly. Yeah. How are we doing, ladies?
I know.
Doing
new
great.
New year. All right.
Very excited for this action-packed kickoff of Vendettas.
Yes.
Started off good. We're having good action, good hookups, good drama, good stuff so far. Mm-hmm. So, thanks
for
joining
us. Where can everybody find you guys on social media?
You can find me on the internet. On Instagram, David Punk R. Christopher, and Twitter at DPR Christopher.
And yes, thanks guys for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross, and you can find me across social media at Pamela Gross Jill.
So much happened tonight between the challenge, the hookups, the drama. I don't even know where to start, really. I feel like this should be called like the hookups now, not the challenge.
Right?
This episode was insane with the amount of makeouts and flirtation and everything we saw. And
there was like not even no kind of like trying to hide it or play it cool. It was just like, yo, I'm going for it. Like, let's hook up. Everybody, everybody's in the house. It's all just make out and hook up. Like,
I feel like this is like a wasted party, like after prom or something, or in high school, and everybody's just like drunk and thirsty. Like, people were just straight up saying, yes, go up to that person right now, take him by the face, and make out with him.
It just felt like high school or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we're just getting hammered, make out. Oh my gosh. Like,
it was so funny.
Yeah.
It was
crazy.
At first, I thought that I was going to be a little skeptical of the new people because sometimes when the Are You the One kids show up on challenges, I'm like, who are you? You don't matter. Go away. But this really spiced it up. I think one of the key elements is we're finally getting to see a single Bananas, which is fun. A single Cara Maria. We're not used to seeing that in the past seasons. Those people just going for it. The big guys going for it. Usually it's the kids these days hooking up. So it's nice to see some of our OGs getting a little
I'm with you. I usually like just staying loyal to the challenge, and then they started, you know, polluting it with the Are You the One and all these different random shows. But as that has transitioned, I've actually been loving the Are You the One cast because we've got gems like Devin and Tori. We got all these people, Nelson, who came from other shows, who end up being so entertaining. So for this show, I'm all here for it. I'm here that Big Brother is on here. Mm-hmm. The UK people are amazing. I'm loving the people from X on the Beach. Like, I feel like they're going to bring a different type of ridiculousness to this show.
Yeah.
You absolutely can see it already.
Go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, it is just on a totally shallow, cheesy, you know, I'm like, damn, some of these guys, again, the accents are something. And the girls, not to get that Melissa is gorgeous. There's some gorgeous people here. The David Beckham one
He does not look like David Beckham.
Yeah, who is not David Beckham at all. This is Kyle Christie.
Right. Okay.
And like you mentioned, the accents. Can we talk about the accents for a second? I feel like they are, I mean, I can't comment on somebody else's accent of where they come from. They're obviously not from America, but don't they just sound a little bit over the top? Like, they're a little animated.
They might be. I mean, their personalities in general are pretty animated, you know? I gotta say, like, I have no clue where these people are from. I don't know these shows. I've never heard of them. But I will say, I agree with you guys. I'm actually pretty interested in watching them because they do seem all pretty damn crazy and interesting. So, but yeah, I mean, the whole thing is so pretty over the top. You know, this whole first episode in, it's just insane. Like, you just, I'm stoked.
It's fun to watch their own beefs, which are another reason why this is good so far.
Right.
They're engaging, even if we don't care, per se. Like, the whole she stole my boyfriend is much more exciting to me, yeah. You know, with Melissa. I think it was
Melissa and Kaylee.
Oh,
so over Josh Mooney. Right.
Over Josh.
Josh Mooney, who's been, like, sculpted from the gods.
Yeah.
Who is, like, a perfect human being.
He's over the top for me. He's, like, too perfect. I like yeah. the step down, the Beckham who's still real hot, and but we'll have a little to see, rougher around
because
the edges.
He's probably going to be one of those player characters that
totally
ends up being. And
the Beckham guy?
No, well, Josh. I don't know if Kyle, the Beckham guy, is as much of a player because he literally is just standing there and right. he is getting played. Marie just takes right, him right. and starts making out with right. him.
How rad is that, dude? Much,
yeah, he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to work for that at all.
No.
Marie, you're crazy, girl. You're crazy.
Do it, girl. Get it in. Yeah, she's like, the early bird gets the worm. Yeah, that's right. Get that worm.
We see a lot of you guys strolling in there on our live chat as well. Thank
What's
you so
up,
much
live
for joining
chat.
Us.
Hey, guys. All right.
Hoping
happy
that,
new year, guys.
Yeah, happy new year. Thanks for coming in for this new season, this new premiere of Vendettas. Hoping that you're enjoying it as much as us already. Yes. Yeah, but a lot of these rivalries are a great entertainment line for the show. So that's how we start off. We get an intro to all of the new people, old people. We see everything, and they show a lot of the grudges from the past. Do you guys have one in mind that strikes you that you're particularly interested of, like your favorite grudge of this season?
Oh. New or old or all
It could be
involved.
Anything. Just based off of this cast, who do you think is one of the most interesting vendettas?
Okay, so the one I just mentioned, I have to say that I'm really interested in the new ones, which is mm-hmm. great production that they're making other people who we don't know about Spendettas engaging. I like that. So the Melissa Kaylee, that seems pretty intense. And then there was Alicia and Cam.
Oh, yep.
And
over
that,
Eddie Williams,
over
which was
Eddie,
an Are You the
there,
One?
Right?
Yes, because I believe Cam linked up with Eddie Williams to be their perfect match on Are You the One?
Right.
Which is the ultimate goal. And then, or no. And then Alicia yes. swooped in? Did Alicia swoop in or vice versa?
One of those. Whatever.
There's a love triangle.
Someone crazy. Swooped in after someone was matched.
Mm-hmm.
And now someone, Alicia, is dating Corey. And he said...
Yes, Alicia stole Eddie. So Cam wants ultimate revenge
right.
on Alicia.
And I don't blame her. That
who is
sounds...
now with Corey. You're right.
And Corey said for a few months. So that means, well... His Cheyenne gave birth to a baby that he fathered. He's met Alicia and been dating her prior to this.
Yeah.
I don't know how Corey does it, but amen, Corey.
They're
so anyway.
Like, I know. Corey just finds a way to have a relationship with any girl.
Well, you know, it's funny, though. So is this going to be the first season that we see Corey tamed, though? You know, because normally he's just kind of like,
right.
You know, I don't know, because he actually kind of technically came on the show with someone. He's almost like dating
someone. He did come on to the show with someone. Like, I'm wondering what was going on in his personal life outside of the show at this time. Like, if he knew Cheyenne was pregnant at this point. She may have been, or very early in the pregnancy.
She must have been already
pregnant. So I wonder, you know, how long he was dating Alicia for before knowing Cheyenne's pregnancy, so.
Because at least in this episode, he seems a little more...
He hasn't mentioned it.
Right, he seems a little more restrained, and he's, as everybody's going wild and crazy, he's kind of just kicking back, you know, hanging out, which is not like Corey. He's usually the one to be up in there in the party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to be too tame for too long. I wouldn't count him out of the action.
It wouldn't be surprising.
David, did you have any kind of the vendettas or rivalries that you were most pumped to see how it unfolds this season?
I would probably agree with you, Pam. I'm curious to see see what these new kids have, man. See what, I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. This whole thing is just like all these new people. It's almost like, you know, you get a shiny new toy. You're like, oh, what are
you
going to bring? What's this? What's going to happen? So, yeah,
I agree.
I'm the new ones. Yeah.
I'm very excited for the new ones, especially that they're all love triangles and somebody cheated on somebody else with one of the people there.
Right.
Like, that is such a hard thing to come back from and get over. And the fact that now all three of them are in the house together.
I know, Jen, that is a very
I couldn't
subject.
Be in
You're
that situation. I'm also very excited for some reason. The Sylvia Nicole beef is very interesting to me because I loved their season of The Real World.
Really?
And they all left really close on that, and then Invasions destroyed them. So I'm kind of excited to see how that's going to pan out because Nicole is obviously a much better athlete than Sylvia.
Right.
So I wonder if Sylvia's arguments or her beef with Nicole holds any water because what is Sylvia really
that's
bringing,
right.
you know?
Can you refresh? What did they beef about? Did someone betray someone?
This happened on Invasions.
Okay.
And basically, I think that they each went separate ways with alliances. And Sylvia took that as being backstabbed by her fellow real world skeletons castmates, right. Tony and Nicole. So okay. they sided on Over Here with Corey, and I think Sylvia was on Team Nelson, and then they ended up somehow voting. Sylvia got voted into one of the eliminations. She thought it was an ultimate betrayal. Okay. So this is just a long path of friendship.
Okay.
Being stabbed in the back. So I'm excited for that. And I'm very excited. Shout out to Natalie Negrati. I went to high school with her, as I mentioned, on our Champs First Stars after show. Yeah. Wasn't friends with her. Wasn't close with her. Let's not get crazy. But we were both from South Brunswick High School. So shout out, Natalie.
And give I'm very dirt, excited. Natalie. Give us a dirt on Jen.
I did. Oh, no. We don't really know each other at all. But I didn't know how I would feel about Big Brothers being added. Uh-huh. But I'm very excited that Natalie and Victor are there, and how we can see if there's any, how that rivalry will explode, or if it will at all, because we didn't see any action on episode one.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's interesting. So far, that girl, Natalie, who did this big betrayal that she's known for on Big Brother, seems like
the sweetest thing.
Yeah, like I don't want to say anything bad about anyone. She seems like she's going to sit in the background and not make any bold moves. So it surprises me. But knowing that she has that in her is interesting to know from the get-go.
Okay, so then let's continue from here. Let's get into the challenge. Okay. Because while we're on Natalie, I want to say that she killed that challenge today. But before we get too much into it, so they show up, they're all here, they just figured out what the challenge is. It's Vandetta's right. Corey. What's a Vandetta? Gotta leave it up to our man Corey. We love everything about him. And then, so it goes from this initial meeting to, okay, we're doing a challenge right now. So they start doing Get Off the Rock, and it's an overnight challenge. The first person to get to the top of this mountain gets 25K. Last two people, the last boy and girl, eliminated. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, Natalie killed it, and I'm so proud of her. She, I think, was the second girl behind Nicole, right. who was a firefighter, up there with the guys, doing great.
Yeah. Agreed. That was super impressive. So mm-hmm. that guy Joss, who took the crazy lead,
right?
He was like
and kept it.
Yeah, took the lead. Like had it throughout. That was insane. I can't believe how good he was. I was really impressed with Zach, who came in second. Yep. Who we know often craps out in stamina.
Did Zach redeem himself from his first mountain? Because this was going up a mountain again. So did he redeem himself from the mountain fiasco from Free Agents, where he almost basically
He'll
died?
He'll never redeem himself from that. Because at least this was, you're only fighting yourself. That one, he like screwed Laurel. It's like, not only are you sucking, but you're like, no. I mean, I'll never get over his squeals of agony.
But maybe he trained some hills in this off season. He did some mountains because he wasn't messing around.
Well, he did have the grueling challenges of the all, you know, Champs versus right. Stars.
So the field day.
Yes, he was prepared, you know?
Exactly. But he did, we got to give credit where credit's due. He mm-hmm. was the first of all our OG. I mean, he's the first MTVer, or real MTVer, mm-hmm. or American MTVer, whatever we're going to call them. He was the first of the veterans. I don't know. There's so many at this 31. Yeah. I don't know what to say. So he was first with that. We got to give him credit there. Was surprised at Tony. I just was the first couple.
I don't even remember seeing Tony.
Tony was the third guy.
Wow. They
Very
did not
surprising.
Even give enough credit to that, because I really, that one kind of flew over my head. I didn't realize Tony finished.
I think
I was distracted by Joss.
Nicole, wow, amazing. Devin, a surprise.
Devin, can we give a shout out to Devin? I've always been a huge fan. I love him. I think he's such comedic relief. And he's like, I am in shape this year. Who got in shape? This guy.
That's awesome.
And he apparently did. I mean, there's something. And then Natalie, and that's where I stopped. But I think Natalie is going to be one of those under the rate. Like, I would never have guessed that girl is the top female athlete after Nicole in that crew.
You wouldn't expect it, really.
Right.
Because this is also her first time. She was on Big Brother. So I think she's a very athletic person. I believe that she was a cheerleader for the Jets. And you could just tell by her body makeup that she does have a lot of muscle definition. Like, she seems like she's really fit and in shape. You just wouldn't know what to expect from somebody from Big Brother competing on the challenge for the first time.
I didn't realize she was a real cheerleader. Like, not a... I thought you were going to say, like, she cheered in my
because
high school.
Because can you... No,
Jenna, listen.
Probably. I really know.
That is some athleticism, though.
Because there's also the fact of, we can't overlook this, Jemmy beating out Kayla, and also, for a moment, being ahead of Cara for a lot of that challenge.
Yeah.
How she was saying, and how she was kind of making fun of Cara, which I can agree, how, you know, Cara's like Miss Fitness. And yet she's kicking her butt. You
know? She's like, these people make their living like with their fitness plans, and I'm beating
them. Yes, right. I love that.
Jemmy, we love you. Jemmy, please, Jemmy, come on the show. Jemmy. She's just so funny.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Because we talked about that on our Champs or Stars recap tonight as well, that a lot of these people, like, they train all year to come to the challenge. So for somebody who doesn't train to play just as well as them, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is. I mean, I don't even have an answer for that, which I'm sorry to sort of bring. But this is my question, because I was thinking, who that we know are the top female athletes in this, like...
I mean, you always got to go with Kara. Of course. Kayla's always super fit.
I think Kayla's overhyped, but we all know. I'm sick of my own.
She's at least in great shape. I mean, it's definitely not Nicole Ramos.
Not Nicole Ramos.
You're talking Nicole Z.
Nicole Z.
From Skeletons.
Kara.
I'm talking Nicole, who I thought she was going to drop. I didn't think that she was going to finish. Nani's cousin.
Bye, Nicole. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Kara, Nicole Z.
Who are the other great girls here? Like, this is a more fun, real-worldy group, I think, than these girls that are beasts, like the Emilys and the Laurels. Like,
I think it's a good mix,
There's more.
It's diverse. Definitely diverse. But, I mean, this challenge alone, I felt, was just so insane. Like, right off the bat, you know what I mean? And then carrying that block for 6 hours, like, that's going to burn out those arms, man. Like,
and no sleep. Lends itself to the delirium of the thirsty, drunk.
And then climb up the mountain after.
And all of that just to get rid of two people, you know? Right. And I guess establish who has the best endurance in the challenge. It did seem like a little of an intense way to start this season, but
that's only the first challenge, so what are we in for?
And also, though, think about the psychological gameplay of standing there for 6 hours sussing everybody out. You're literally standing there for 6 hours chatting and getting to kind of know each other.
I mean, literally, break that down, Pam. Could you really imagine just standing there for 6 hours holding this block in your hand, and you just... You can't do nothing. You're stuck there.
If Nicole can do it after how tired she was.
Your body's obviously burning out. You know, you're just like, it's probably, like Johnny says, so miserable, you know.
I mean, that's almost like a mental, it's probably that's a mental endurance to just stand there and no sleep. I mean, they ran.
Right. Yeah, you went up all the stairs, and then now you got to just stand there and hold this block for 6 hours. On top of the fact that you're tired, and then after that, then you got to go run up a hill, you know?
That, I think, the party time, I think also they were probably delirious. You know, you're in a new crowd. Like, they probably were just like, whoa! Like, one beer in, I was probably like, I love you! Like, at that point, you're just
They're so dehydrated.
Right.
One beer made them wasted, probably, on, like, the snap of a finger.
Yeah, they're, like, on the Rock of Gibraltar, and they're like, hey, here we are in a house.
Are you guys disappointed that also newcomer Rogan O'Connor, big guy, this dude was huge. Like, I feel like his leg was the size of all three of our bodies put together, did not make it to the next episode because of his back problem, his disc, whatever the hell happened.
I'm not at all disappointed. But I am a little surprised because he was talking a big game. You know what I mean? So I thought he was going to bring some more.
Seriously, he was.
I got to say, you know, I mean, I obviously don't know how much his back was hurting, but I feel it was a little over the top. You know what I mean? It was a little exaggerated. But again, I was surprised because he's a big dude and he seemed like he's in good shape. But, you know, again, like they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right?
Because he finished at the end of it. No matter how bad his back was hurting, he lied down like six different times, thought he was going to die, needed the medic to come, but he still finished the challenge. So
he definitely zacked out a few times. Yes, and he did. Like, the very dramatic. Totally, he wasn't like, ow, I need to... It was like, laying down on the ground. So, I mean,
the monkeys are...
Oh, the monkeys! And the baby monkeys.
Awesome
monkey.
Is that, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, monkey.
Awesome. Oh. I'm a little upset that we will not see any more of Nicole, even though she performed so badly in this challenge.
I mean,
I like her because I love her confessionals. And you know what? She says she calls people out, which I believe she does in her interviews, but I'd like to see more of that fire in the house if she had done some face-to-face confrontations. Because I know, David, you and I have talked in the past. We like her and her
critic
relief. So she was a one and done.
I do think she's funny in her confessionals, and I like her. She's usually scrappier. I'm surprised that she actually bombed it with all those other girls. I wouldn't have guessed that she'd be the absolute last. And she was a pretty hardcore last. Like, you saw when they were timed out for leaving from when they arrived. Right, she was there alone in her circle for a while. So she really came in last. Yeah. I like her, but again, I agree with you completely. She, like, Jemmy is fiery to your face and is hilarious in person. Nicole seems to have the good jabs the morning after, but she doesn't really do great in confrontation. So, I mean, if anyone had to go,
I agree. Especially if the challenges are going to be more like this or even more extreme. I don't see Nicole faring too well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's more of the mental competitor.
Yeah. Gone to November. Thinks Nicole is a confessional room thug.
Yeah. Totally.
I agree.
Right.
I like it.
Totally.
Right. But it seems like the consensus, again, shout out everyone in the group chat, is that they are not surprised that Nicole is gone. And this is stiff competition. This is fierce in this
season.
It seems
like,
so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do we think that seeing how Bananas performed tonight is a sign of things to come? Is he washed up, as Jemmy believes?
You know,
Are we sleeping on him?
He could have did better, of course, but at the same time, I don't think he was the worst. You know, I don't think he was... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
He was hustling.
He was heavy breathing. Right, but I'd say he's a bit mediocre. You know what I mean? But it wasn't...
He's getting older.
Right. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
He was in the bottom. I mean, he did not do well. I have to wonder, and I don't want to be too psychological.
Okay.
One, his flirting with Natalie. I'm sure he thinks she's cute. But I wonder, as Jemmy was saying, or someone was saying, maybe V was saying, the best revenge after breaking up with someone like Tori and Brad is to hook up with someone publicly on TV.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's doing it a little hard to, like, show he's in the game now.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think he's laying it on thick.
Well, I feel like there's so many people in the house right now that are just fresh off of, like, breakups. Like, yeah. Brad, the divorce, Johnny did really... I mean, I feel like everybody's so vulnerable right now.
Oh, my God.
Because like, everyone's like, oh, I just hook up. You know, made me feel better.
Seriously. Yeah. It might be I don't want to play, like, any sexist card here or something, or double standard. Is that maybe a guy thing? Like, I feel like girls might be a little bit more hesitant after breakup.
Right.
Depending on the person, of course. But Johnny and Brad, right back into it. No hesitation.
I will say, I do know that almost exact feeling. I was in... I've experienced being in like a 4.5 year relationship and you know, having a breakup after that. And it is tough. And I don't know if that's something maybe he's doing to try and cope with that, distraction,
right,
that kind of thing, you
right.
know? But it's definitely, there's gotta be some vulnerability there that, you know what I mean? He's trying to, you know, like he even said in the house, I'm trying to distract myself in the house. You know, she's a nice attraction, so.
Okay. So let's get into all of this flirting and hookup then. Well, are we done analyzing the athletic challenge of the day?
Well, lastly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Mine was moving on. Athletic.
Well,
let's move on.
Let's see. Yeah. This happened actually a little bit in the challenge. We start to see the foreshadowing of Bananas and Natalie flirting. Let's talk about Bananas' flirt game for a minute. First of all, can I touch your box? Your box is so soft. And then.
You didn't like that, Jenna. You didn't like that.
I just thought it was weak flirting at first.
I agree.
Like, ooh, like that's all you got? Really, like, getting back in the game kind of weak, bro.
He's off his game.
But, and then
he's
rusty.
Well,
he straight up says, he just jumps right to it. Let's get blunt. I swear he says, can I touch your butt?
Yeah, he did. He just
if that was me,
it.
I'd be like, who Wait. The hell are you talking to? I'm holding this weighted box right now, huffing and puffing. We're in the middle of a challenge. You're asking to touch my butt?
He said, can I touch your box?
No,
it was
after,
continuing
after.
On.
After that, yeah. And he's like, can I touch your butt?
And Natalie's just like, She's smart, though, because I would want to give lip back. She's smart by not doing that because he's one of the most powerful person in the house.
That's what I wanted to... That's what I wonder, does she, of all those... Maybe I'm just sick of looking at Bananas' mug nonstop, but of all those dudes, that girl Natalie seems like a she could have her pick of a lot of guys in the house. I would, come on,
and then,
Kyle.
Yeah.
You got
and then Bananas
Josh,
has the pharmacy. If she's ever sick, if she ever needs anything, just come to his closet.
I think that's what he just went for it, though. I don't think she really had time to process much. And, like, he just kind of, like, went for it.
That's not like, creepy at all. Oh, yeah. Come to my pharmacy if you ever need
bad
anything.
Spanish with a girl from Venezuela. Like, you're saying, like, hey, do I like banana? Cute little banana. It's like, oh, Johnny. So I think either she's just like he and easily flattered, or she is already playing a good game.
I feel like Bananas and Natalie honestly do have the potential to be cute. Like, I see some cute flirtation. Like, she's adorable. She's kind of coming back with wit as well. But I just hope that she doesn't get burned in the end. Like, I hope this isn't, she's going to be a pawn in his game.
You never know.
I
hope that doesn't happen, because he is not really a player in a girl sense, because we haven't seen him go after girls in a while, because he has been taken for 5 years, but he'll just use anybody, his friends, his...
Yes.
Right.
To help him advance in the game. So I'm hoping that this doesn't come back to bite her, but I do see if it is like innocent flirtation, it could be cute.
But if she is smart, she will use it to her advantage.
And definitely. He might be mentally weak right now. Like, that's... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I don't. Only time will tell, because I think she might be more coy than
she is used to it with Big Brother. She's used to that kind of format, a lot of alliances and relationships,
right,
and hookups to help you throughout the game.
Yeah.
So she's not a rookie to the politics. She knows how to play that.
And she's obviously athletic as well. So yeah. I think she is a... is someone to look out for.
Because she is the one flirtation that didn't end in a hookup. So Brad and Brittany, who's worse at flirting, Bananas or Brad? Because Brad says, I like your feet.
I think Brittany, that is her level. Like, that's
I mean, there wasn't even, I feel, it was almost kind of like the Marie thing. Like, there was not really much effort there. They just weren't
flirting. I like your feet. Let's go. Let's do it. Like, meet me in the bathroom 5 minutes. You like these feet?
He could have said anything, you know, because she was already smitten. You know, he could have been like, oh, you have nice fingers.
I will, and I've been wrong before, because I thought Tori and, you know, the first guy she came in with were really in love. But those two look at each other, Brittany and Brad, like they look like they might have a future together.
I will say, though,
they look like they are married already.
They do.
They're so quick. And then the hookup was quick, too. Like, I was like,
I mean, what happened? I just don't understand how somebody within not even 24 hours of knowing another person is straight up coupled up with them already, on the couch, acting as if they are now married.
He did say, I think that they have encountered each other through MTV things before, because he said, like, I've been attracted to you since I first started seeing you, and it didn't seem like that day. Yeah. Right, okay, a fan, and she was like, give me that slice of meat. You know, they definitely seem to have pre-wanted each other. So it was like...
I do like Veronica's point that it is the exact opposite of his last ex.
Yeah.
And divorce from Tori.
I think it works better. It's like Brad seems like, in a good way. Like, I'm not trying to know, you know, in a fine way. And that's more his speed.
Like, she's more of like the Barbie Hooters aspect.
Yeah. Well, Alexis Nicole in our group chat says Brad and Brittany are dating.
Right.
So if all of that happened just after one night of meeting each other and they're still dating to this day, man, does this guy get good relationships on this TV show.
Yeah.
Someone put Natalie and Johnny are together.
Blown it up.
Stop. That's for real? What I read. I don't know if it's true.
Is Natalie and Johnny, are they together? God. Or is that true?
Ooh, I don't want to know if they're...
I mean, why go on Tinder when you have the challenge these days? All these people are going and coming out with marriages. Okay, Brad. Yeah. Beth new said, relationships.
They're better than The Bachelor. I think... Oh, okay.
Oh.
And thanks. Tony, give it up for Tony, everybody.
Tony.
Oh, sorry, they couldn't hear me, but yeah, it wasn't a question. I mean, it's a question. Yeah.
Okay, Tony's saying that's someone in the chat, just to clarify all that jumble, was asking, not saying, Johnny and Natalie are dating. They were saying, are they? So it's confirmed, allegedly, maybe, that that Brad and Brittany are dating, and that's all we can confirm.
And Tony spoke to us for a second just privately to our headphones. That's when we yelled the face, because we know you guys love him as well.
Tony.
And he has a great face. Maybe one day you'll see it.
Maybe.
Just maybe. Okay, so while this is happening, I wanted to bring up, so Brad and Brittany are all over each other. And then Corey, this is before we know, was dating Alicia beforehand. Uh-huh. They turn to each other and Corey says, oh, everybody just gets all over each other right away. I'm not trying to get all over anybody or all of these people. I'm just here to win.
Like, he's calling it Kettle Black.
Corey. And already we have, I didn't know they were together. We have, again, this is my rendition. Always there's some girl like, well, what about if I take you? Like, what if we win for Justin? I was like, God,
who's that?
This girl. Right, that's Alicia. Alicia was looking at him, like twirling her hair. And she's like, well, first we can win and then you can buy a zero. I don't know what the hell she was talking about, but... they were obviously, I was like, oh, another one bites the dust for Corey. Just like dreamy eyes, twirling hair. And then it made sense. At least it wasn't the first time they ever talked. But I was like, is Corey releasing something that you need to be near to catch? Because I think he's very adorable.
Odor, but what are you doing?
What is he oozing that it's just like, okay, yeah, they turn... And ladies turn.
He's a stud, man.
His track record, for his reputation of engaging in multiple relationships while on the show, I wonder how this will work out with Alicia, because I feel like Cam is going to come in hot and try to love triangle Alicia the way Alicia did her on Are You the One. She's already coming in saying, you have to realize who you're dealing with. And Corey's kind of being the way he is, not going to be confrontational or pushing away a female. Seems to be like smiling and nodding back.
Yeah.
Do we have any predictions on Cam trying to make a move on Corey? Possibly.
I say yes.
Possibility.
I say yes. And if nothing else, excuse me, for the reason of just being vengeful.
Right. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't think... I think... We'll see. I don't know, but the way she came at Corey didn't seem like his style. He seems to like playful, flirty. I don't know if it's going to work out. I do think that... Obviously, she has a vendetta against Alicia, right, who he's currently dating, so that could happen, but I don't know. I do see Corey getting involved in some... I don't think he's going to be all partnered up sweetly throughout the whole thing. Yeah, but I don't know if that girl is for him.
Yeah, I mean, everybody seems to be like making relationships or trying to break ties. So many new people on this episode or in the season, and we already see this episode, so Cara Maria is kind of being friendly to the new girls, because why not? I guess she doesn't really have great friendships with the veteran girls, so she's talking to Natalie, talking to Cam, and then Marie. That will just not work for Marie. How do you feel about the fact that she took it upon herself to then go to some of the girls like Natalie and say, can't trust Cara Maria, she's a bad person?
Okay, well, first off, me and Marie are like IG homies, so I'm not going to say anything too bad, girl. But realistically, I think, you know, she had a lot of drinks. So I think she was feeling that liquid courage, you know. And we all know Marie's wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was a little surprised. She was pretty ballsy and blunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, I think alcohol is a factor, you know. So, I mean, do you think she's a little intimidated by her? Maybe she's a little worried.
I think a rule of thumb is on any of these shows when someone says, I'm not intimidated by blank, we can safely assume that they are indeed intimidated by blank. So I think everyone, like Kayla, declaring to anyone who will listen that she's not intimidated by Cara Maria, it's like, sure. Second, I think looking down the road, I love Marie too, but I don't think she's got the physical game to back up that kind of shit talk,
right.
which might bite her in the ass. I think Cara Maria's friendship with Nicole Z might, like, those are two strong people that you don't want to be wrong side of an alliance with. It's hard to see how it's all going to suss out, but I think Nicole has proven, I think Cara's smart too, and she's buddying up to Natalie because she's a good athlete. And she's looking to make some alliances.
Trying to make alliances.
Yeah. I think these people know how to do it. No, I think Cara is. And Marie's trying to break that up. Because Cara doesn't have her, you know, her besties there.
Yeah.
I don't know where she falls.
She's kind of the outcast in this one. She's going back to original Cara Maria on the challenge when she was first disliked. She was like the outcast weirdo. And now she's this insane athlete, but kind of an outcast because people don't want... people don't want Cara to think that, I guess, she's entitled or deserved. They want Cara to know that they're not scared of them.
Right. Fine. But it's like, I'm so pumped about all this, though. That's it's so exciting and fun. It's like everything. Like, again, we said to you guys in the chat who have been hanging with us through Champs vs. Stars, this was like, Champs vs. Stars was like the broccoli that we had to eat first before we got to our like Big Mac. Like, this is the
It has
good
made
stuff.
The wait worthwhile. Yeah. Like, this episode one has already exceeded what I thought Vendetta's was. Because they always tease everything and you think, oh yeah, the preview looks so good, but it always does. And sometimes it's not that good. But this, there's so much going on, it's hard to even like digest it and weed everything out. Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And I like the new things, which I'm surprised, and I'm very happy to see the life changes in some of our longstanding competitors that are going to affect their game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all exciting.
And I want to loop back around just for a second, because I'm looking at my notes to Marie hooking up with Kyle. I mean, there's no doubt that Marie was completely blacked out.
Right.
Like, blackout. But I find,
hair. Like, it's just a lot of hair. And I love Marie, too.
Put the hair back. She would, Marie, do it. Everybody's saying, Marie, do it. And so Kyle goes for it in return, but then he's starting to realize, and he says he would have went with Cara Maria from the beginning. Oh. What was your guys' reaction on that? I was like, jaw drop, savage.
Burn of the night, no.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, ooh, I don't know about that.
She pretty much came up to him and started making out with him. And
yeah, he almost kind of didn't have a choice, huh?
But it seemed like the way he was sort of trying, I thought it was really funny, the way he was trying to tell her, essentially, that it didn't mean anything. Where he was just like, oh, the house I was in, that happens every night. Like, that was his thing. Like, that's just a regular night for me. It doesn't mean anything. And she didn't care. She was like, rot, 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 you're hot. He was like,
she basically couldn't even speak by the end of their conversation.
And he was like, I'm not a piece of meat. Like, she couldn't understand him through his accent. She was like, whatever, you're sexy. So I think that's a fair grounded. I don't think she loves him either. I don't think, like, I think she wanted to make out with him.
And he comes from Jersey Shore. Like he said, that's what they do. That's just all the show. There's actually no money incentive or competition on his show. It's pretty much just blacked out.
People are putting a house to drink and hook up. No.
That can't
come from Jersey Shore.
Not on this network.
What?
Represent my great state, Garden State of New Jersey. Put that reality show on the map.
Yep.
Beautiful. All of them are from New York, except for Sammy Sweetheart, but it's fine.
I think
I celebrate a Jersey Day every Thursday. I keep to my roots.
Nice. I think Natalie looks a little like Sammy Sweetheart. Natalie, your old high school pal.
Okay, if she ever watches this, that's really hysterical, because we literally don't know each other. Like, we don't know each other as friends. I just know that she went to my high school. So maybe we'll have her on.
A little bit like Sammy Sweetheart. You don't think so at all?
That's sort of think so. Jersey, I don't see
pretty,
it.
All right. Well, anyway. It's funny, though. I hope, I really want Cara Maria to get some. I do. You know, I love her. And she had the long haul with Abram.
But is it okay for her to get some from Kyle now that she's seconds? Or he's seconds?
It's not like they got married. They made out drunkenly after 5 hours of knowing each other. That's...
He's got to work for it a little bit.
I think she will make him. I think she will make him.
Sloppy seconds.
It's you know, it's like you get a redo.
I can only imagine what hookups are now going to come, because this was only the first one hour.
Okay,
of
someone
this
is
season.
Saying Cara Maria and Kyle are a couple now.
What?
What?
Where are all you people getting your information?
Probably that VevMo, that money swapping app.
Miss D. All right.
All right. Well, I don't know what to believe. Also, fine. We'll take this to the chat.
Spent Christmas with her. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
I heard that Jenna and Zach, not our Jenna, Jenna challenged Jenna and Zach were back together. Can you guys confirm or deny that?
Oh, man.
Because the rumor was...
I would be disappointed by
that. You'd be so crushed, Jenna.
It was said that someone on Instagram was like, hey, Zach, it's your girl's... Something like that, like that they're trying to keep it public, but they sort of slipped on a... I don't know. I heard it. I could not confirm it.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right. Who do you guys think... I mean, we didn't see... We saw a very intense challenge, but nothing more athletically tonight. But who are you thinking is going to be your top competitors?
Good question.
As of right now.
Well, all right. Should we just do like top three?
Sure. Well, like just, who are you thinking right now?
That Joss fellow is obviously insane. Based on tonight, I would say Zach is going to make a good showing in this. And then I'm, as my top three guys, also going to throw in a bananas, because, again, can't sleep on bananas, even when I want to. That came out wrong. But even when I think he's not good and he didn't perform well, I think in general he is pretty good. For the girls, based on tonight and guessing, I'm going with, obviously, Nicole Z, Natalie from Big Brother, and Cara. Those would be my...
This is not good for our panel, but I'm pretty much right there with you. Okay. I mean, Joss that we saw tonight, he seems like... Have you guys watched Parks and Rec, where Rob Lowe character is like, my body is a microchip. I feel like literally Josh's body is like robotic. Like, he just looks so athletic and like there's nothing he can't handle. You saw how crazy good his endurance was tonight. But I mean, this is a game of many different platforms. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see his smarts, his eating ability, his politicking ability. I'm also big on Devin. If he did work to get in better shape, his politics and his game sense is so incredible that if he now ups his athleticism up, I think he's going to be one to reckon with as well.
Okay.
Of course, I'll say right at the top, just same thing, the Josh. Yeah, of course, just based on performance solely to, you know, what we saw today. And then, of course, Nicole Z, she's killing it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I'm not sure. I want to pull for Kara. I want to see what she does. I want to mm-hmm. pull for her. And then I'm kind of thinking Zach might pull something too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that. We'll see.
We have a lot to be seen from the girls because, of course, we have the big dog, Kara, but we have a lot of newcomers. Mm-hmm. So Natalie's looking good. We'll see if Kayla will keep up to her hype. Her confidence on herself. We'll see how the UK people fare.
Right. It's anyone's game right now. Anyone's game. They all look pretty well matched, too.
But let's not forget this bombshell. So we get a preview, and this season looks absolutely amazing with all of the drama, all the challenges. But the biggest thing, which I'm sure stuck out to all of you guys as well, is you see this mist and fog, and four people start walking out because they're joining the challenge, and we have Darrell, Tori, Jordan, and Laurel. Right. Laurel is coming back. So this just flips it upside down.
By the way, Jordan, I thought you retired, dude. What happened?
That also brings me to my question. Do you think they're entering the game or coming in for one comp? Remember when CT backpacked Johnny?
Right.
I think that they're coming in as a... Because then there was another...
Oh, I hope not.
I feel like they might be just guest stars. I don't know if they're going to really be in the game.
I'm curious.
And one
crazy thing
I want to throw out there, because I just thought of this. One, I was thinking, I'm excited to see how Kayla fares without her likable counterpart, Jenna.
Right. Good point.
What if Kayla and Zach hooked up? Whoa!
Why do you think that's going to happen?
I don't, but I'm just wondering what would...
It'd be good drama.
Because she's best friends with Jenna. Kayla would never do that to Jenna Pam. No. I'm just saying it.
Okay. Well,
never say never, Jenna.
I'm going to say never. I don't think Kayla would ever do that to Jenna.
In that house, on MTV, with alcohol.
In the Rock of Gibraltar. You don't know what happens on the Rock of Gibraltar.
I guess, so the vendettas in that sense, I guess Darrell's coming back for Corey, because remember he said, I'm coming for your curly head ass. Hysterical. Laurel used to date Nicole, and I'm pretty sure they broke up, so we'll see how that goes. That's why I'm really hoping that you're wrong and that it's not just a one-time, oh, we're going to show you how to do this elimination, or we're going to knock one person out. I hope that they come back and they stay on the season.
I would love to see all of those people involved. We'll see.
Ashley, Roma Ganelli. No, I'm sorry. In the group chat, just proved wrong. Saying Kayla's boyfriend is Jenna's ex-boyfriend, which is actually true.
Boyfriend is Jenna's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that actually is true. I saw that on Instagram.
Really?
There it is.
Wait, he looks like a. I'm surprised if Jenna likes a Zach that Jenna would have liked that guy. But all right.
But I do believe that Kayla and this new guy started dating before Kayla and Jenna even knew each other.
How did they all... Where did this guy come from? How did he know Jenna?
Keep holding that faith, Jen.
I know.
Stick it to my guts.
They're not as good
friends.
Thanks
for the call out.
As you and Natalie from high school. But no, I'm just kidding. Now I'm just teasing.
I sound like a creeper. She probably literally doesn't even know that I went to her high school.
No.
Were you guys in the same class?
South Brunswick represent. No, we were... I think she was a few years older than me.
Okay.
Wow, this is a lot.
Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know how we're going to be able to do this after show, because there's going to be so much to talk about.
It's a lot.
I feel exhausting. I'm just rambling. And
there's a lot. We're going to, hopefully the show will be more laid out. Like right now, I don't know what they're doing. How are they?
We're going to have to come up with.
How are they?
One of those like detective investigation whiteboards where we just have like all of these lines and like this person hooked up with this person, then hooked up with that person. Oh, wait. And then this person has this vendetta, but that one also.
Out.
But it looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, Ashley from the challenge looked like she was in the mist too at some point. I saw that face. Is that?
I think that's just her ghost haunting you. I don't recall seeing her.
Okay. I swear I did, but okay.
Unless there's just another bombshell.
I don't know.
But good first episode, and it looks like it's going to be a wild season, and I hope it lives up to that teaser and that preview.
Lots to look forward to. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
It was a whirlwind. It was action-packed whirlwind adventure. I was so excited after eating this lollipop of Champs for Stars of this
No, this summer, is the lollipop. The Champs for Stars was broccoli.
Right, exactly. I'm so excited for the sweets.
Me too. And thank you guys so much. We are loving this group chat right now. So much love, so much interaction. So make sure you tune in. We are still here. The time that you're tuning in for the next week, we are going to do Champs for Stars at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and then Vendettas episode 2 at 10 p.m. And then from there, we will probably switch our time slot to an earlier time. So we'll make sure to keep you updated on that. And thank you, and join us this entire season. Once again, my name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. And my two lovely co-hosts that will be with me the rest of this season. Pam, where can we all find you?
Okay. Again, thank you all so much for joining us. Happy New Year. You can find me on social media at Pamela Gross Jill.
And again, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, coming back. We have an exciting season ahead. And you can also find me on Instagram at David Punkart Christopher, Twitter, DPR Christopher.
Yay. All right.
See you guys
next
time.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.